Hi, Gratitude Seeker. There is this technique of applying gratitude that both Abraham Maslow, the famous humanistic psychologist, and Gary Vaynerchuk, the entrepreneur that I was mentioning a few episodes ago, have in common. Today we will explore what this technique is and how you can apply it in your own life. Lots of times we appreciate the ones that are important for us only after they are gone, whether they went far away traveling for a while, or they moved out of the country, or actually gone for good. I've experienced this with breakups, seeing the parts that I really liked and appreciated about the other person only after they were no longer with me. And just saying that you should appreciate the people you have in your life because you don't know when they might not be there anymore, or you don't know what may happen, isn't eliciting too many emotions. The reality of having them there all the time is something that's so real, so powerful, that it's really hard for us to see, to imagine our existence without them, and to see how it would be without them and what we appreciate and what they bring as positives in our life. But the renowned humanistic psychologist Abraham Maslow, the psychologist that came up with the hierarchy of needs, had a better technique of actually making sure that we appreciate the people in our life, and that there is a way for us to experience not having them in our life without actually having to go through that particular experience. He actually said at the end of his career that it is vital that people count their blessings, to appreciate what they possess without having to undergo its actual loss. So his technique, his method, is to imagine that someone you care about might die or will die soon. Think as vividly as you can how you would feel, what you would truly lose, and about how you would be sorry. Would you have any regret or remorse? How would you conduct an effective goodbye to avoid later feeling a sense of gnawing incompleteness? And how would you best preserve your fullest memory of this person? To be completely honest, I believe this is it's not the easiest gratitude practice to do, but for some it might be really powerful and really motivating. Gary Vaynerchuk, for instance, mentions quite a lot that his gratitude practice is in the morning imagining all of his family dying and how life would be without them. For him, this spurs a lot of appreciation for them, of gratitude for them being alive, a feeling of being blessed that they are there with him. Again, in my opinion, this is not for everyone. I would recommend an adaptation to this one, like how would you feel if, the most important person in your life would have to go for 1 month to somewhere where they wouldn't be able to talk with you or text you or keep in touch in any way. What would you miss? What are the things that you appreciate about them that you couldn't see unless you made this imagination exercise? If it's a friend or a life partner, remember how life was before they were there. Think about all of the amazing things that they brought into your life. Think about the beautiful moments that you lived together. I may be a bit softer than Gary and Abraham, but I think this approach works as good or even better than theirs, at least in my experience and at least in my perspective. That's it for today. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe. If you did, thank you so much for doing so. And like always, have an amazing day, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.